Lac La Biche, as the Lac La Biche Lakers prepare to hit the ice for their inaugural junior A hockey season this fall, the community's newest hockey team is looking for local families or individuals to billet several players on the roster. In January, Lac La Biche was awarded a franchise in the 8-team Independent National Junior Hockey League, NJHL. Jacob Hegerfeldt, a managing partner of the Lac La Biche Lakers, said that the team is looking for around 10 billets to take in members of the squad during the season. He added that as the number of players who get signed increases over the next couple of months, more billets will be needed. Billets, he explained, are paid in return for providing a place to stay and food for the player. The billet family provides meals for our players when they are home, and we compensate $500 a month to the family per player that's staying in their household, he told the Lac La Biche Post newsroom. Anyone interested in becoming a billet, Hegerfeldt continued, can contact the team. Potential billets undergo a vulnerable sector check as well as a criminal record check and an interview. Furthermore, team staff go in and inspect the house prior to official approval to make sure it's a good fit. We're making sure each player is put in a good situation, he said. Upon becoming members of the Lac La Biche Lakers, players sign a code of conduct, which stipulates that they are to help out within the households where they are being billeted. Sometimes, Hegerfeldt explained, seniors serve as billets, and having these young players living in their homes means tasks that perhaps they aren't physically able to do, such as raking leaves, mowing their lawns, or shoveling snow get done. He said coaches and managers have received positive feedback from other teams in the league whose players have been billeted with local seniors and who have lent a hand when needed. Furthermore, he added, staying with young families who have children in minor hockey programs has also been a good experience for players in the league. Sponsors needed. In addition to finding billets to take in players during the 2024-2025 season, the Lakers are hoping to secure more corporate sponsorship. Hegerfeldt said for a sports franchise like the Lakers to run properly, it takes the assistance of corporate partners. Recently, the Lac La Biche Lakers signed a sponsor agreement with the Laborers International Union of North American Local 92. They will be our penalty kill sponsor for this upcoming season, he stated, adding there are many more sponsorship opportunities available. We have been reaching out to local businesses and we're kind of getting geared up that way. Regarding preparations for the upcoming season, Hegerfeldt says the team is in a good spot recruiting-wise. He said the spring training camp that took place from May 11 to 12 featured about 35 prospects looking for a spot on the team. He said the camp was successful. I would say it's going fairly well, he said. Obviously, we're still actively recruiting as it's only July. The Lakers roster for the 2024-2025 season will have 20 to 25 players from across Alberta, Western Canada, other countries, and from the local area. Lac La Biche forward Dylan McDonald has been signed, and, according to Hegerfeldt, more local players will be signed soon. Samson Jansen Middleton, who currently plays for the Canterbury Red Devils of the New Zealand Ice Hockey League, NZIHL, will also be joining the team's ranks for its opening season. Given that this will be the Lakers' first season, Hegerfeldt said it's important for the team to be competitive within the league. As to the official date when the Lakers will hit the ice at the Bold Center for their first home contest, Hegerfeldt said the league schedule has not come out yet, but added that the season will be getting underway around the end of September into early October. The league is still finalizing the schedule, he said. Those who are interested in becoming billets for the Lac La Biche Lakers for the upcoming season can contact Jacob Hegerfeldt at laclabichejuniora@gmail.com or 1-587-545-3302.